This week on the Stuff Podcast Show, going to be talking about your nerd obsessions and the resurgence of nerd culture. We're also going to be talking about dumb stuff on the internet. Yeah, you can get married at Taco Bell now, apparently. And also, finally, going to be talking about your next American Idol, Alejandro Aranda, and talking about how sick that dude is. All this and more on this week's episode of The Stuff Podcast Show. So nerd culture is making a resurgence in a way that I'd say has never been kind of seen before, especially with the resurgence of superhero films, the deal with Stranger Things, you know, having, you know, Dungeons and Dragons being brought back up to the forefront, having crazy resurgence like it hasn't been for a long time. You know, right now, you know, it's pretty cool to be a nerd right now, I like to say. Me personally, I could say I've been on the bandwagon. Not bandwagon, ain't no bandwagon, I am a nerd. Bandwagon means, you know, you was never a nerd, and you're trying to be a nerd, and you can't be a nerd correctly. You know, because everybody knows that you too cool for school, and then you trying to be like them, and it ain't right. I ain't on no bandwagon, I am a nerd. It's just first impression, you look at me, and it's like, could this guy be a nerd? I don't know. Maybe. You know, you'll look at me and you'll be like, okay, he might be. I'm not sure. And then I'll open my mouth and say something about Power Rangers. It's like, yeah, this dude a nerd. Oh, my God. Won't he shut up? You know, that's me. But, you know, it's cool to be a nerd right now. It's cool to have your little interests in things. And a lot of people are kind of undercover about it. I was at work today, and one of the people had a unique license plate. It said it was Bitten 7, I believe it was. And she said, yeah, I'm an undercover vampire dork. And I just laughed. I chuckled. I said, you know what? I'm a nerd, too. I ain't even got a trip. Don't worry about it. You know? And told her about some of the things that I like to do. And you know, we just had a nice conversation back and forth. And you'd be amazed a lot of people who are a lot older who actually have these deep down, deep-seated, fun things that they like to do, because culture kind of so much has stamped that out. I firmly believe that society and culture has stamped out the need for imagination and fun, because they want children to grow up so fast, and they want adults to forget that they were ever children in some form or fashion. And so those that kind of can't ever let go of that have ended up just suppressing it for such a long time. Being at the job that I work at, I've met so many people who deep down are just straight up dorks, just nerds, you know, who love these things. I've met Star Wars nerds. I've met cosplayers. I've met, you know, gamers, you know, and these people are like anywhere from their 20s all the way up into their 50s and 60s who just love this type of thing. And I think it is super cool. The woman I was talking about today, she goes, I love the fact you're just a grown man and you just love doing that type of thing. I said, yeah, girl, please, I'll do what I want. I'm a grown man, judge me. I don't care. Yes, I love this type of stuff. And I will continue to do it and I will enjoy it. Yas. Because that's what I enjoy. I'm not going to be the type of person that's going to pretend that, you know, just because I'm 38 years old that I can't enjoy certain kids' things. I mean, those things that I enjoy are things that have very strong ties and memories to my childhood. I don't want to let those things go. And they bring a lot of happiness, too, in a whole lot of ways. So for me to let go of those and to, you know, act like they never happened or to forget that they ever exist, I think is very foolish. And it keeps a person that decides to do that, keeps them from being well-rounded, it keeps them from being down to earth, and it keeps them from being balanced, and it keeps them to, in a deeper level, keeps them from being understanding in a lot of ways. One of my greatest loves that I like to do that you guys are going to find out about me, I like tabletop role-playing games. This stemmed from the first time I ever played a tabletop role-playing game was when I was married to my ex-wife. Her brother was into tabletop role-playing games, and we played a game called Gamma World. And it was a science fiction role-playing game. And, you know, I the only thing I knew about role playing games was Dungeons and Dragons. And, you know, from what I knew about it, I never played it when I was younger. I play a rendition of it now, but from when I first heard about it, it was like Dungeons and Dragons, that's wrong. It's got demons and it's Satan. And it's like, we're okay, you know, some opinions, you know, will have those things. When I personally play it, that's never in there. Because what people fail to realize is that role-playing games are a system of play which allow you to use your imagination to create any story that you want. That is what role-playing is. You decide on a character, you decide on a role that you want to play, and you do it. And so playing Gamma World in a sci-fi setting, I love sci-fi, you know. So I immediately was hooked onto that. And I played it was science fiction fantasy. And I played my very first character was a guy named Nason Eleazar. He was a half elf and a half elf rogue. And he was the dopest, baddest thing ever. He was sneaky, little underhanded dude. But he pulled out some cool stuff, boy. I mean, that was my dude, Nason Eleazar. He was the bomb. And to this day, he still exists. I port him into other games that I've played, and you know, we'll bring him back to life every once in a while. But I think it's super important to play these types of games too. I could go on a rant about role-playing games and what I think they're about, but that's gonna be for another time. And in fact, I might talk about that on my role-playing game podcast. But nerd culture is huge, and right now, I think it's really cool because there's people coming out of their shells or coming out of the woodwork with people who've had these desires to express themselves in this way, and now they can do so safely without being made fun of. Because before, if you like those things back when you're younger, or if you're an adult like myself that likes the Power Rangers or likes games or likes, you know, superheroes, you know. Back then, even I remember when I was younger, adults in that time who were interested in those things were made fun of. They were ridiculed, you know. It was looked down upon because you're supposed to be an example, and you're supposed to be mature. You're supposed to be an adult, and it was crazy. I never forget one in middle school. One of the teachers had a place. He had bought comic cards and sports cards. And he would sell them to the kids every day, out of his classroom. And he used that money to buy supplies for his class, which is super cool. But I remember the teachers were getting on his case. They were cracking down on him. They're like, Mr. Sinclair, that's his name, Mr. Sinclair. He say, you can't have this stuff anymore in here because it's promoting this type of attitude and the kids aren't focused on school and blah, blah, blah. But he was the only teacher out of all the teachers in the whole school. He was the only teacher that had enough supplies for all the students whenever they needed them. And in fact, he shared his stuff with other teachers. They knew he was the guy to go to, you know? But they knocked him down for it. And I remember the year of eighth grade, he stopped selling cards and he stopped doing it because the teacher, the principal, and the school board got on his case about it. And pretty much, I think they kind of threatened his job, but it was just crazy. But nowadays, you can do these things with no shame, with reckless abandon to be able to talk about it. The nerd communities are so huge, and I say nerd not to be mean, but it's an affectionate term now. It's not a mean term, like how it used to be represented before in the past. I'm curious to know what kind of things you guys are into. What kind of secret, I guess, nerdisms that you have that you really don't tell many people about, but that you love with a passion? I want to know what those things are. Do you like Twilight? You know, are you a Harry Potter fan? Are you a Harry Potter nerd? Are you a Power Ranger nerd like myself? A Superman, DC Comics, Marvel nerd? Are you those types of things? Are you that type of nerd? If you're a superhero nerd in this day and age, it is a wonderful and privileged time to live in, especially if you're from the old school and have been following all these comic books since maybe you were a kid. To see these things in movies now, and you know, superheroes pretty much being the biggest thing out there right now, thank you, Marvel Studios, it's cool. And then, you know, we're living in a time now where Star Wars is starting to wrap up its story. You know, I'm hoping to God that the movie is decent. Ugh, I want it to be so bad. And I'm pretty much seeing it because I just want to see how it ends. But being a nerd for all these things in this time, you know, where technology is at the point where the impossible, even special effects, are now possible. Everything is just so fantastical. You know, it's a good time to be a nerd. I'm telling you, it is a great time to be a nerd. And unapologetically, too. You know, and if you've grown, if you're a grown nerd, you know, you could have all the nerd space you want in your house. You remember how back in the day when your mama used to have, you know, she had her collections. She had a china cabinet. Don't mess with my china cabinet. That was her collectible good plates. She ain't even, you know, she used those. She pulled those out when the reverend would come over to eat some dinner, or really, really important special person would come over. The fine china, you know, or your grandmama. She had a crystal collection. You know, she had crystals in there that looked like jacked up earrings, you know, half broken, half tooled earrings. You know, she got some of them pieces from the chandelier, but she wasn't going to tell you that. And even though you seen that same chandelier in Goodwill last week, you know, and she got it up in her crystal cabinet, like it's rare, one of a kind pieces up in there, just sitting up in there like, oh, that's pretty, grandmama. You know, that's, you know, knowing full well, you saw that already. Or teacups, you know. Nowadays, us as grown nerds, we can have our own menagerie of nerd stuff. You know, we got statue cases. We have, you know, and my friend, he's a huge Transformers fan. He's got a case. He's got full of Transformer toys in. You know, shouts out to Brandon. What's up? What's good? You know, that's what you could do. And if you've grown, you can give yourself a whole room. Man caves nowadays, if they're nerds, they straight up got, forget a pool table and a big giant screen, big screen TV, unless you want them sports football heads. I get that. But now man caves nowadays, they got pool tables, foosball tables, arcades, games, and drinks and snacks. It's amazing. With all kind of superhero memorabilia, it's amazing. It's incredible. I would like one of those. If I lived on the East Coast and had a house where I could accommodate that, I would definitely have that. I sure would. You know, it's cool. It's a good time to be a nerd because you can go out a lot with your passion. There's a celebrity, Joe Manganiello. He played Deathstroke in Batman vs. Superman. And he's a huge, huge Dungeons & Dragons nerd. He's the guy who's married to Sofia Vergara. He's got an entire level of his house that is all Dungeons & Dragons stuff. You know, it's got a big giant table. I mean, tons of people could come in and play. He's run massive campaigns out of that thing. And that place is impressive. He's got dioramas. He's got miniatures. He's got all kinds of terrain. I mean, this dude's got it booked out to the max. Okay? So that's what I'm talking about, the dream of being grown with the really nerd obsession, you know? And I believe deep down, everybody's got one. Everybody really does have a nerd obsession of some sort. So I want to know yours. I want you guys to leave me a comment on Instagram. Shoot me a DM or shoot me a private message in the stories there. You can also shoot me a tweet, the Stuff IDW, on Instagram at the Stuff Podcast Show. Shoot me an email, thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. I want to know your nerd obsessions. Tell me what they are. I'd love to hear them. If you meet me and see me in person, you know, I know there's some of y'all at work. Y'all can tell me at work. Whatever, it's all good. But I want to know what them's obsessions be. All right? Because I like to hear it. I don't want you guys acting like, oh, I'm too good for that. I don't have that. Y'all know y'all be watching Pretty Little Liars or Big Little Liars or whatever kind of liars you like to watch. 90210, remember that? You know, little shows, stuff like that. You know, you're a nerd about that stuff. Show it off. Be proud of it. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be hiding in the closet like R. Kelly. Don't do that. Just bring exposure to the world. It's fine. It's okay. No judges. Do that. Anyways, let me know what you guys' obsessions are. Love to hear them. So now we're going to move into another segment of our show called dump stuff from the internet. This is an idea that I got that I straight up gaffled. I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna own it. From a podcast I listen to called One Giant Leap for Geeks. Big shouts to you guys. Love you guys for this. But they talked about something on the recent episode that I had to. It was too good. It couldn't have been real. So supposedly you can get married at Taco Bell for $600. Now, I went ahead and I went and listened to their segment on their show. And it was too absurd for me. And I had to go ahead and find it myself. Okay. I had to do this research on myself. So I went on the internet, looked up Taco Bell wedding. And I came across the blog. Actually, this is actually pretty old news, but it's amazing how it didn't get as much play as it did. So I found it on a blog from people.com. And the article back in 2017, actually. So article starts and says, "Nothing says romance like crunch wraps and hot sauce in plastic pouches." On Tuesday morning, Taco Bell announced some incredible news. Just in time for Valentine's Day, fans now have the opportunity to get married at its Las Vegas Cantina flagship restaurant. The restaurant, which actually has a wedding chapel, will offer a wedding package complete with a Taco Bell garter, bow tie, sauce packet, wedding bouquet, Just Married t-shirts, Taco Bell champagne flutes, and a Cinnabon Delights wedding cake. But it gets more romantic. Newlyweds will be treated to a 12-taco pack for their very first meal as a couple. $600 for some tacos, a t-shirt, a crunchy cake, and it's not even a cake, really. It's crunchy. It's a crunch. I don't even know what to call them swirly things. Yes, they're delicious on their own in a bag, but not as a cake. What are you doing? You know, how broke you gotta be? This can't be real. This can't be this. And it's not okay. It's not okay. You know, as a man, you know, I intend on getting married again. This would never cross my mind as a secondary opportunity to get married. Baby, I don't care if my girl like Taco Bell. Hey, girl, you like Taco Bell, right? So, I got an idea. How about we switch it up a little bit? You know, I was thinking of doing a little different. When we head off to Vegas, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking Elvis is going to marry us off. No, we're not going to do that. You know me, baby. I think outside the box. Ding. And how about we go get married at Taco Bell, girl? Listen, I would expect my ex-fiance at that point to immediately end the relationship and or put in divorce papers that aren't, and we ain't even married yet, and she give me divorce papers. I would totally expect that. I'd have to bow out and be like, you know what, I'm sorry. I deserve that. My bad, I'm sorry. You know, I deserve to be alone. Because you do. If you think marrying at Taco Bell is a good thing, you got issues. It's not cool. It's not okay. Let's stop talking about that. How about we have a conversation about the guests? You know, you get to bring 12 of your closest friends with you. First off, if my friend ever decided to get married at a Taco Bell cantina, okay, I'm all about fun adventures, okay? But as a friend, as a concerned friend, and a good friend, and a loyal friend, I'm going to do all that I can to strongly suggest against getting married at a Taco Bell. Number two, if for some reason I do go, our friendship's going to be ended. Let me tell you something. Taco Bell is known to give you the runs, okay? And any person, any, quote, friend that will purposefully give you the runs outside of a prank war is not a friend. Doesn't care about you. Doesn't care about the relationship. Obviously doesn't care about the relationship with his wife to get her married at a Taco Bell. He even more so doesn't care about your friendship, because now you're going to be running around, you know, with the runs and fire booty the whole time. Not cool. Not cool. I really have to seriously reevaluate my friendship with this person. You know, we can't do that. We cannot have that. And it's tacky and it's unclassy. A bouquet made of hot sauce packets. Now, let me tell you something. I'm a fan of the hot sauce packets. Why? Because they have cool little messages on them. Yeah, you could use them to flirt with girls if you're super corny. You know, they have little neat little sayings on them. But to give that to a girl and be like, here, these are your flowers, when deep down she wanted hydrangeas ever since she was 5 years old, not cool. Again, what are you doing? You know, you obviously don't take marriage seriously. That's just how I spin that, you know. And you know, I know people that love Taco Bell. Okay, I do. They love Taco Bell. They eat it every day if they can. They think it's real Mexican food. That is more power to you. Not judging those who love to eat a Taco Bell. Okay, for me, I only eat a Taco Bell when situations and times are really dire, tight, and heated. No pun intended. Okay, but you know, that's the only time I'll touch a Taco Bell. You know, because generally, Taco Bell and my stomach don't agree. Okay. But you know, but to get married there, ain't no love for nothing gonna ever get me to get married there. Look, I love Superman. You know, I love the Power Rangers. Ain't no way in this world if a Dragon Zord opened up and you could get married inside of a Dragon Zord, am I gonna tell my wife, be like, hey girl, let's go get married inside the Dragon Zord? That's a no go. You know, you gotta have boundaries. Okay? That's not gonna happen. We're not gonna get married inside the Dragon Zord. Now, I don't mind if we have a honeymoon. You know, there, and you take me to a park or something like that, and I get to ride the Dragon Zord, that's a different story. But I'm not going to get married in there. Okay? That's just something you don't do, just as a man. So, reading on in the article, a couple had entered into a contest for Taco Bell, and they won the contest. And their first meal as a couple is a 12-pack of tacos. First off, 12-pack of tacos, that's it? Nah, bruh. If I win this, you're going to give me Taco Bell for life, especially if I'm a Taco Bell lover. Okay, you're gonna give me that for life. I'm not gonna sit here and just eat 12 packs of tacos and we call it good as a so-called memory and a t-shirt. Not gonna do that. You're gonna give me Taco Bell forever. Okay? I'm not gonna sit here and promote your brand and you pick me and then I just get 12 tacos out of this and a so-called unforgettable wedding. Yeah, it's unforgettable. Yeah, for sure, because my wife will be forgetting me at the altar. Straight up. Hands down. And then I got another question. Who in the world is officiating this thing? You know, who's gonna officiate it? You go up to the counter, you order the wedding like it's a bell menu item. You're like, can I get the number 6 wedding, please, for $600? You know, with the 12 taco box and the wedding, and the taco packets. Can I have that? I mean, how can you go up to Taco Bell and order that with a straight face? And then it says 4 hours later, you get to go inside, and then they'll have the wedding for you. So who's the officiant? Who, Al Pastor? I mean, what is that? Yeah, that was a pun, and I don't care. I said that shamelessly, because that person who got married at the Taco Bell has way more shame than I do for that pun. Okay, straight up. So that's just ridiculous. That's dumb. I would never do that. What do you guys think? Is getting married at a Taco Bell stupid? I think so. Leave me some comments on this. Leave some comments on Instagram, my emails, Twitters, all of it. Let me know what you think, please. This is dumb. Ew. Now, as far as television music competitions go, I have been pretty partial to them. I gotta admit, I'm a huge fan of X Factor. At times, depending on what's going on with The Voice, sometimes I'll watch that. I mostly watch that by association. If I'm over someone's house and I'm watching and they have it on, you know, I'm watching it with them, harshly judging and critiquing all the singers, even though I could barely sing a lick myself. You know, but I know it sounds good because I love music and I love good music. And a lot of these music competitions to me come out with the same things all the time. Nothing new. That is until this year's American Idol. Now, I haven't watched American Idol in a very long time. There have been, at the very beginning, American Idol was really good. They had some people that were very notable, very familiar, who were awesome. They had Kelly Clarkson, duh. They had Fantasia Barrino, Taylor Hicks. They had Justin Guarini. They had, I mean, they've had a lot of Adam Lambert. I mean, they've had a bunch of very, very talented singers, but I felt like over the last couple of years, it's kind of just slackened off. And then it went away for a while. Then X Factor came on, which had some awesome stuff. Then America's Got Talent, which is the show that's kind of like, a talent show, but nobody really takes it seriously because you're playing in Vegas, I guess. I don't know, but nobody takes it that seriously. It's a cool show, but nobody takes it that seriously. Then American Idol came back and they added the twist of allowing the contestants to play instruments, which brought out a whole new crop of talent, which was cool, and it did, but it still wasn't enough to hold my interest again until this season. Now, this probably has to be by far the best season of American Idol I have ever seen, watched, and heard, like ever. Because the talent here is crazy. But there is one dude in particular, the clip that I just played is from a guy called Alejandro Aranda. And this guy's from Pomona, California. He's 24 years old. This kid has the oldest soul I have ever heard in music. He's a self-taught singer, which gives me hope because, one of my hidden desires and things is to be able to sing. And I can't sing, y'all. I would love to be able to sing. In fact, I would give up my artistic talent to be able to sing. I really would. But I can't sing. But he self-taught himself how to sing, which is like, huh, if he could teach himself how to sing, there might be hope for me yet. But it just ain't about me. This ain't about me. People, it's about Alejandro Aranda. Okay? We're going to talk about this guy. He's on Instagram as Scary Pool Party. Oh my goodness. This dude. I looked at the audition, and it's funny, I hadn't been watching American Idol. I haven't been watching it at all because it was just like I'm just not into it. But I came across this dude actually on Instagram, oddly enough, and found out this guy, he was on American Idol. So I went back on YouTube, looked at a bunch of the videos, and this dude right here is a legend. This cat is a true musician in every sense of the word. This cat is going to go down in history as one of the, if he keeps it up and he stays humble like he is, the way he does his, he's going to go down as one of the greatest musicians in history. I really can see it. It's my opinion that every 30 to 40 years, there seems to be one artist that comes out or a little crop of artists that come out that really are amazing at what they do, that really shake up the world musically. Okay. Beatles was that in their era. Then you have your Rolling Stones. You had your Earth, Wind, and Fires. You had your Supremes. You had the Motown sound, period, of that time period. You have your notable musicians that kind of come up during a certain time in a certain era. And then in the 90s we had our a bunch, 90s R&B was the one. And then the hip hop movement. Finally now it's been about 30 years since I have seen an artist that just leaves me speechless. This guy's first audition, he did an original song, which is Out Loud, which is the first clip that I played. This guy, the judge left them speechless, could not say anything bad about this guy. Then he had him go on the piano and he played the piano, another original song, which was amazing. The guy is already a professional. He's already a music pro. Katy Perry calls this kid a pop star already. He hasn't even won a competition yet. The second he opened his mouth, and I have a pretty good knack at knowing who's going to win a competition based on their audition. I called Jennifer Hudson when she auditioned. I called Fantasia Brina when I saw her audition. This kid, he's gonna win it. Period. End of story. This kid, when he sings, I love music where you can sit back and close your eyes and just go for a ride or just completely go into another world. This kid's voice, the way he plays the guitar, I ain't never seen nobody play no guitar like this kid does, okay? What he does with his fingers, good Lord. I mean, it's in the way he plucks the string, because he's a plucker. He doesn't play with a pick. You know, it's insane. You guys need to check this kid out. You need to check him out on YouTube. It's funny, he never goes by his real name. He goes by Scary Pool Party. I don't know if that's a childhood thing or, I don't know, or a scary childhood experience that he had at a pool party that did not go well. But, you know, it was, please take the time to check this guy out. He is amazing. And he's blowing the rest of the competition out of the water. Every single week he comes up with something new. He's extremely versatile. He plays different styles of music, and he could take a song. He took Drake's Let's Dance, okay? Or One Dance. Completely changed it up to make it his style, but it was still recognizable as a Drake song. You know how there's some people who change up a song so much that when you try to sing the lyrics, it doesn't work or it seems weird or funky? That was not the case with him. I mean, people in the audience were singing all the words to the song like Drake had originally made it that way. I mean, it's just that flawless. His musical arrangements, his style, and his delivery is just, it's magical. It's magic. I love watching this guy on TV. Lionel Richie's like, I could just listen to him all day. And you really can. You really can. Most musicians today, too, you know, they get this sort of fame and they get a little cocky, you know, they get a little, you know, a little big-headed. But this kid, every time he performs, you see a demeanor about him. He's very shy. He's very humble. He's very quiet. And when he's given a compliment, you can tell he doesn't take compliments very well. Maybe it's because he never has gotten them much. But, you know, he accepts them and he keeps on moving. And, you know, he's very demure, you know, very, very, very shy. But as soon as he starts plucking them strings on that guitar and singing it to that mic, he goes into another world. He becomes a totally different person and just blows it out the water every single performance, every single time. And he is amazing to watch. I mean, you're literally going to be sitting there just with your mouth open, just like, what? I was sitting there like, what is this guy? What is he? You know? And he's one of those rare musicians that have finally come up after so many years that I really think if he keeps it up and doesn't get caught up and stays humble, he's going to be a musical legend. He's going to be a musical legend. Because he can come up with styles, things that we've heard before. He makes them fresh. He has his own style that is completely, it's familiar, but very new at the same time. And it's soothing, it's calm. He's just a refreshing breath of fresh air in music. And I love this kid. He is so good. So, so, so good. So, I don't know if there's some of you guys that watch American Idol. I know there's a few that really love the shows. You know, I just had not been wowed in a very long time without them, because all the artists, you know, they got the same sob stories and the same backgrounds. Everybody lost somebody. And it's not to knock anybody that's, you know, had hard life or, you know, have gone through things, because everyone does. But, you know, when you see that same static story over and over again, everybody's crying before every performance, you know, when everybody's got their story to tell, it just gets, it becomes so cookie cutter, and it becomes just the same stagnant thing over and over again. And then they go through all that, and then they get on the stage, and they don't impress you, you know? That's not the case with this kid. This is just hard work and dedication, and someone who is using his experience on American Idol to grow as an artist as well, because from the day you saw him on his first audition to where he currently is. Right now, he's in the top 10. From the day you saw him from the audition to now, there's an immense amount of growth to him. And if he takes everything that he does and continues learning, instead of just seeing it just as a regular performance and doing what he's doing, you know, but is always trying to grow from it, there's no bounds to where this guy's going to go. There's no bounds to where he's going to go. And I cannot wait. As soon as this guy comes out with an album, I'm buying it. It's over. I'm getting that sucker on a vinyl so quick, and I'm downloading on Spotify so fast. I'm already following him on there, and I even follow him on social media. I don't follow celebrities really on social media. Only got a few celebrities I follow. I follow The Rock, and I follow this kid. Celebrities. I'm trying to think of what other celebrities I follow. See, I don't follow very many. You know, you really gotta catch me. You know, and this guy really catches the soul. You know, you get all kinds of feelings and emotions when he sings, and that's what music is supposed to do. It's supposed to bring up emotion and just take you somewhere else. It's another form of pure escapism, and that's what Alejandro Aranda is. He is escapism. He is beauty and just magic all in his music. Y'all gotta listen to this guy. You gotta listen to him. Again, his name is Alejandro Aranda. On social media, he's known as Scary Pool Party. Listen to him, and you're going to be blown away. I promise you, you're going to be blown away. I'm going to be, now at this point, you know, it's the final 10. So, you know, generally with American Idol, when it gets to these final 10, the competition heats up a little bit more. Nerves start kind of kicking in, and people start kind of falling off. So I'm wondering how he's gonna continue to shape up over these next couple weeks as the competition comes to a close. And I'm gonna be watching American Idol because I'm gonna be watching to see what this cat does. I'm calling it right now, though. From this audition that I saw from the very beginning, he's gonna win this thing. He's gonna win it. And I call it. Alejandro Aranda's gonna be the next American Idol. That's just all there is to it. It's cool. He's so cool. He is so cool and so humble. I like that. You know, he lights up when he's on stage, and then when he's done, he goes back to his normal shy self. You know, it's cool. He seems like a guy that's really down to earth, someone that you could really get to know. If for whatever reason, I'm just putting it out there. I don't expect it to happen, but I'm just putting it out there. If for some reason I tagged him in my social media, if he happens to come across this podcast and he's listening, I would love to interview this dude. I would love to interview it. And if you happen to be listening, Alejandro, and you are down to be interviewed, I don't care if it's for 15 minutes. Let's do it. I want to interview you because I think it would be so sick to interview this kid. He is awesome. Yes. So if you're out there, get a hold of me because I want to talk to you. I just want to pick your brain, man. I want to see what's in there, how you tick, how he does what he does. He sang a Coldplay song, Yellow. You know how much we made fun of that song? I mean, it was a great song. It was a great Coldplay song. And it's a great song, but after a while, you start making fun of it because it was all yellow. He took that song and, oh. Made such a tight rendition of it. So good. He took a Post Malone song, y'all. Post Malone. And made it all his own. Oh, guys, fire. Fire. You guys need to check him out. Let me know what you think of Alejandro Aranda when you hear him. If you haven't already. If you've been watching American Idol, I'm late to the party. That's fine. But if you haven't, listen to this guy. I want to know what you guys think of him. Again, Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, all of it. Facebook, get a hold of me. Let me know what you think. Am I crazy? Am I talking out the side of my neck? Am I saying too much? I don't think so. I really don't. I really think I'm saying some valid stuff here. Alejandro Aranda is going to win this. And I cannot wait to see how he pulls it out and how he does it. All right. So anyways, that's enough on that. Go check him out. So that's it for this week's episode of the Stuff Podcast Show. I want to thank you guys so much for listening in and taking the time with me to talk some more about news, entertainment, life, all the different stuff that I usually talk about. You guys are so awesome, so amazing, and I really appreciate you guys. Content is growing on a constant basis, and I would love for you guys to continue spreading the word and participating in the community, the social community that I'm trying to build. I'm over on Facebook, so follow the Facebook group, The Stuff Podcast Show. You can also find me on Twitter, at The Stuff IDW, on Instagram, The Stuff Podcast Show. And you can also send me an email. Give me your feedback on the shows, what you think, any show suggestions, topics, and ideas. You can always send them there, and I'll be sure to read them. And I take these suggestions and read them aloud on the What You Say Breath segment of my show. You can shoot an email to me at thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you all very much, and I look forward to chatting and hanging with you guys again next week on The Stuff Podcast Show.